IT transformation calls for true collaboration between cross-functional teams, from leaders to developers. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
The Army's new Futures Command is on its way to becoming reality. This as the service prepares for 2020. Federal News Radio attended a Pentagon briefing by Army Vice Chief of Staff General James McConville and Army Undersecretary Ryan McCarthy in advance of the Army's Science and Technology Symposium happening next week in Washington, where McConville will provide the keynote. First, they explain how the location of Futures Command will work and what that command will do next. McCarthy speaks first.
We have locked in on a footprint of about 75,000 square feet. Just below that, spread across three different locations in Austin, Texas, that our commander, if confirmed, and his leadership team will be on the 19th floor of the University of Texas System administrative building in downtown Austin. And then we're looking at another footprint of roughly about 20,000 square feet to be put in a incubator hub, where it's a location where there's a fusion of companies, both large and small, you know, Fortune 100 as well as entrepreneurs. And it's an opportunity for companies to come to meet, get access to capital, share ideas, and work together to solve problems. So we'll have roughly about 100 personnel there as well, spread across 20,000 square feet. And then a location on the University of Texas Engineering Building on the UT campus. So the about roughly 500 personnel that will be in UT will be spread across these three locations. We have an initial team on the ground, about 30 soldiers that are working through the implementation details, and we'll start flowing more personnel down there over the course of the fall. As the Secretary and the Chief announced back in July, we are in the initial operating capability for the command. And over the course of this 12-month horizon into the summer of 19, we'll be doing a series of stress testing, because we'll make sure that we got the appropriate operating concept together. And over time, we'll be adjusting to ensure that we got it right. So a lot of activity. On the August 24th, they'll be doing an activation ceremony with leaders from the congressional delegation, as well as the governor of Texas and the mayor of Austin. We'll be speaking with our secretary in chief to cut the ribbon on these locations. And I get as much energy and activity behind this effort as possible. General Conville, anything you want to add?
No, I think it's coming together very much as planned. The Future Command will have really three components. It'll have, a lot of people think it's all about just material solutions. It's not. You know, one of the key things that they will work on and bring to fruition is really the future concepts on which we're going to fight on. So some people tend to think it's all about material. It's not just material. It's about future concepts, and I think many of you are aware of the work we're doing in multi-domain operations, which is going to drive the concepts that we'll use for the future fight. At the same time, the technology under the combat developers and combat systems, which will field those systems, will come together. And I think the unique capability that Futures Command brings, it brings the people that are thinking about what the future is going to be together with the technology, and then the people that can actually deliver those systems. And at the same time, we've set up all the cross-functional teams. We've talked to you about that before. They are positioned in the right places to get the efficiencies that we need. And so as the Futures Command stands up, the cross-functional teams are standing up, the concepts, it's all coming together as we speak right now.
One of the main efforts for Futures Command and the Army as a whole is a new long-range precision fire capability. McConville explains exactly what the Army is investing in.
What we see is when it comes to long-range precision fires is really, we'll start at the tactical level. So we see an extended range cannon artillery that we're developing right now. We see the ranges that they're going to be significantly increased from what we had. So you'll see a tactical artillery capability. At the operational level, you'll see a precision missile capability that gets out, at a much longer range than we have right now. And then at the strategic level, you'll see hypersonic capabilities and a long-range cannon capability, possibly as we go far with much even further ranges. So you'll see strategic, operational, and tactical fires capability in the long-range precision portfolio.
The Army's beginning to set its budget for 2020. This past year, it did an audit of all of the programs in its portfolios.
I think we've made a good first step. I think it's going to be an iterative process. We're going to come back around. This is the first time I've seen where we went through all about 800 programs and actually looked at every single one at the level we did. And I think we did some pretty good work. But I think we'll be informed by what's happening. Same thing with the science and technology portfolio. We're starting to see where the winners are or the losers or who's moving in the right direction. So I think it's going to be a continuous iterative process as we go forward. You probably won't see as many big moves because everyone is realizing that they want to align to these priorities, and we've pretty much made a pledge that those priorities are not going to change in the near future.
The purpose of Future Command and other Army initiatives is to prepare for a new threat landscape. I asked if that included peer and near-peer nations.
Absolutely. I think, National Defense Strategy came out and said, we're great power competition and all these systems and technologies. I mean, from a concept side, we see the future where we're going to be contested in every single domain. So that's why we're going after the concept of multi-domain operations so we can operate in that environment. And then the technology that we're developing and the priorities that we're going after are all aligned against making our army the strongest army in the world so we can preserve the peace and great power competition. The thing about I like to highlight about great power competition does not mean great power conflict. And that's why we want to make sure that we have a strong army that can deter anyone that would have other ideas.
Army Vice Chief of Staff General James McConville and Army Undersecretary Ryan McCarthy at a Pentagon roundtable earlier this week. And again, McConville will keynote next week's Army Science and Technology Symposium in Washington. Check out our ongoing DoD coverage at federalnewsradio.com.